know all. I know Blaze wrong. Ain't got no home. I know Blaze wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Oh, good afternoon. Welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, here to help you hyperlink towards the American dream of home ownership. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist homeowners and home buyers reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Or you can take a look at our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's www.reach4housing.org. Today's show takes a look at immigration reform and what a popular faith-based organization is doing about it. And our experts have much to say about protecting your home from the Grinch group that snatches and grabs all your Christmas gifts. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now here's Reach Radio's news director, Mort Ages. Mort, how you doing today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great. The rest of the country is suffering with the weather, and we're in sunny South Florida where the temperature is supposed to get up into the 80s, 82, 83 today. Here are the news headlines. Two brothers kicked out of school after becoming homeless. Bank of America Office of the Chief Executive Officer has stymied needy homeowners. And Deutsche Bank is at it again. Deutsche Bank punished for bogus tax shelters. And the final story, the Federal Reserve thinks we are more balanced. Those are the news headlines. The rest of the details at the bottom of the hour. Back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
I can't wait to hear about the two guys that got kicked out of school for being homeless. I would have thought that the school would be their home, but maybe not so. Well, when we return, our first guest will tell us why she was appointed a special advisor to the Obama administration's immigration reform staff. After that, Vince Larkins from the Fair Housing Center of the Palm Beaches checks in with the latest information about their federal lawsuit. So stay with us. Reach Radio is about to toss the boomerang of brotherly love.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know Blaze wrong. Ain't got no home. I know Blaze wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, bringing you the latest information about first-time home buyers marketplace. You know, if you're looking for a home or you need a helping hand, then you should plan to attend Reach's first-time home buyer workshop. Every fourth Sunday of the month from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Reach hosts their first-time home buyers workshop at their home office located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. You know, when you enter the South Lake Plaza parking lot, look for that great big Reach sign hanging directly over Suite 112, and you know that you have arrived. When you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you will be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about REACH's first-time home buyers workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H or 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. REACH is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And now here's something you might want to know. A first-time home buyer is defined by HUD as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. And that's right. If you haven't had a home in the last 3 years, you're considered a first-time home buyer. So there's no excuse for you not to attend this valuable first-time home buyers workshop. It's set for Sunday, January the 26th at 1 p.m., wrapping up at 7 p.m. Now, there's no workshop for the holidays, of course. We canceled the one in December. But REACH is the launching pad for your home ownership plans, and they are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Or you can call them again toll-free at 855-48-REACH. Remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. Our first guest is a U.S. presidential appointee. She sits on the board of the Corporation for National and Community Service and leads up the largest faith-based Korean community development program in the country. Haepin Im, welcome to REACH Radio. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you so much.
Now, just to let the folks know, you're calling us from sunny California?
Yes, but I don't think it's as sunny as Florida in the 80s.
Well, we didn't want to rub that in, but we thought, yes, Florida has some nice weather. You're out in, what, the Los Angeles area, I believe?
That's right, that's right.
Sweet as that can be. Now, you're representing KCCD, and tell us what that stands for and what your group is about out there in California.
Sure. It stands for Korean Churches for Community Development, and our organization has been around 13 years. And our mission has been to really advance the Asian American community's participation, contribution, and influence through faith-based and community partnerships. And for the Korean community, there's 4,000 Korean churches, and
wow.
75% of the community is connected with these churches. And so it serves as a center of the world. And so information on jobs and housing and services, all those things are pretty much communicated or accessed through the network of churches.
So you kind of do out in California for homeowners what REACH does right here in South Florida.
That's right, that's right.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you this. How did you get appointed to the President's Advisory Board?
Well, you know, I think it's all about networking, and I think even this show as well as REACH is about accessing information and finding the right people who know the right resources.
Absolutely.
And so I had been active in the community through our organization, and one day I had met had met up with a presidential appointee who was going to be newly appointed to be the director of the Freedom Corps under President Bush. And we were just talking, and then he said, I think you'd be a great candidate. I'm going to nominate or submit your name. Of course, it's not his decision. I had to go through the whole vetting process.
Right.
But lo and behold, I used to be a grantee for the Corporation for National Community Service. And so to one day to be on the board and to be the one who makes decisions on agencies was amazing.
That's fantastic. What advice did you give President Obama when you were there?
Well, actually, so for the Corporation for National Community Service, I serve on the board. But recently I had the honor of meeting President Obama in the Oval Office with seven other national faith leaders on immigration reform.
Oh, fantastic.
And, yes, yeah, so it was an amazing, my heart started to race when I entered the room and saw how small the group was. I've had the opportunity to meet President Obama, but this setting was quite different. We had an opportunity to meet for about an hour and a half. And you know, one of the things that was discussed was that basically, you know, because it already passed in the Senate and it was now ready to be passed in the House, but there were some oppositions. But what was unique about this time is that the Republican base, which has usually many business owners as well as Christian evangelicals, who may not be on the same side sometimes with the Democrat Party, this time they stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, so for the, it makes economic sense. So within the next 10 years, if this immigration reform passes, it will add $1.4 trillion to the GDP.
Holy mackerel, well, we could use that.
If it doesn't pass, though, the downside is that it will cost us $2.5 trillion in the GDP. So really, economically, it makes sense, and that's why the business community has come around. For the evangelical community, including Pastor Bill Hybels, you know, from Willow Creek, these individuals usually don't step into the political arena, but they have for two reasons. They found that many congregants that they know personally, they discovered are suffering in the shadows of being, you know, undocumented.
Right.
And then they also looked to the Bible, and they also saw that basically 97 times the Bible speaks about welcoming the stranger, the foreigner, and treating them as part of the community. And so they have been convicted, and they have spoken up. And so the president has reached out to the evangelical community, and so I was, again, privileged to be there. The advice that I gave him, two things. One was that, you know, the pathway to citizenship is one way to, that they have campaigned for it. But I thought the phrase pathway to a stronger America might really embrace more Americans, because it would highlight the fact that all Americans could benefit in this decision-making process. So that was one advice. The second one was that there was discussion of how can we highlight the, you know, and put the pressure, I guess, in terms of the importance of passing immigration reform. And I think many of the pastors felt pressured in terms of being around the, in the holidays, there's a lot of church activities. But I mentioned that there's a lot of service activities that these churches would be doing anyway. And could there be an alignment? Could they piggyback on some of these service activities to highlight the contribution of the immigrant community as well?
Oh, absolutely. And maybe they're not looking at it all the way around the circle, because when you bring in more people, make them legal and get them into the system, that's more houses that we need to fill.
Absolutely. And also, you know, the immigrant community, they have done numerous studies, have shown that they're very entrepreneurial, and they contribute to our tax base and to our economy and to the growth. So for various numerous studies have shown that actually immigration helps strengthen our country.
Oh, absolutely. And you connect the private sector with the public organizations for the betterment of the Asian American community. What kind of steps are you taking in that direction?
Well, so I could give you an example of a success story. You know, when we first started off, if you were to look across the country and went to any home ownership fairs, you wouldn't see Asian community. And many people would think, well, Asians, they're doing so well, they don't need, you know, home ownership or down payment assistance. But I knew otherwise. And so we went to a home ownership fair to study it, to see, you know, not to reinvent the wheel, who are the partners, you know, speakers, sponsors, etc. We called them the next month. The very same people who were there. They didn't remember us, we remembered them. And they tried to kind of blow us off, because really there was no understanding or recognition of the Asian American community. But anyway, we got them to participate at our fair. And you know what? Over 600 people turned out. One of the lenders, the private sector, financial institutions, did a credit score check. 125 didn't.
Mm-hmm.
95% had credit scores over 750.
Holy mackerel.
Yes.
Well, there's an opportunity. There's an opportunity in America, and I believe, you know, we've been overseas and talked to people, and all they can talk about is, oh, I'd like to come to America because of the opportunity, especially in the entrepreneurial range. So, yeah, it makes good sense that we bring people in like that, and it does. Like you said, it strengthens our community as well. So tell me a bit about the church. I was told that you had one of the biggest churches out there in California. Is that right?
Well, so not me personally, but the 5,000 Korean churches that are across the country, the mega churches, their members that come out on Sunday morning physically, is 1,000 to 8,000. It's like, wow. You know, if you attend some of these churches, it feels like, well, I don't know for Florida. Well, after Florida, you have Disneyland, Disney World. So it feels like a parking lot, you know, of Disney World, you know, where you go from one parking lot to another because there's so many people.
Wow.
And so really, these are mega churches. Their offering also is extraordinary. The top five mega churches, their offering is about $15 million each.
Nice.
And it's even more extraordinary when you look at that Korean median income, according to the 2000 census, there were four communities whose income was below the national median, Latino, African-American, Native American, and Koreans.
Wow,
so really, the level of giving is extraordinary, 5 to 10 times greater than congregants of same size in other ethnic communities. So really, these are centers
of
that's enterprise.
That's like going to a big rock concert, I believe. You know, folks, we're speaking with Haepin Im. She is a presidential appointee, sits on the board for the Corporation of National Community Service, and heads up one of the largest faith-based American Asian American communities in the country, and we're so glad to have her on the show. I know you have some special gifts for us, but right now let me give out your website. We have to take a quick break here, but your website is www.kccd.org, or you can contact them by calling area code 213-985-1500. And we'll be right back with Haepin in just a few moments. After the break, she'll give us her take on what lies ahead for the KCCD. Then our Spotlight Home of the Week features a house that can easily become your home. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. And once again, joining us on the phone from sunny South California is Haepin Im. She's a U.S. presidential appointee, sits on the board of Corporation for National Community Service, as we said before, and heads up the largest faith-based Asian American community development program in the country. Faith, thanks for hanging on through the break there. You're with us still?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay. You know, we spoke a little bit last night, and you said that you would have a little gift for our listeners, and especially our listeners over 55 years of age. And tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So our organization serves actually beyond just Koreans or Asian Americans, and we have the privilege to partner with the greater community and be able to bring great resources. And so one is we have a partnership with AARP,
right,
and we're able to provide 1 year free membership to anyone 50 and older. And if you're not 50 and older, you could give it to your mom or your dad, uncle, aunt, whoever that you want to be nice to. And so we need to do this before the end of the year. So this is a free offer, and they could contact our office.
Okay. Now, they could also email you at info@kccd3300.org. That's info@kccd3300.org, or you could call you on a phone, right, at the 213 1500 and get yourself a free year of the AARP membership, and that's probably worth, what, about $50-$60, I believe?
Well, no, it's about $15 in terms of the actual physical cost, but the benefits is like the auto club, you know. You have tons of discounts for travel, restaurants, and access to great services and information and magazine, too.
I got you. So if my my wife breaks down on the side of the road, I can have the AARP come out and pick her up, right?
That is one of the potential resources that could be available.
Well, it must be exciting doing the work that you do, and especially hanging out with the prez there, right? You guys talk about anything personal, or was it just strictly business?
You know, I honestly don't remember. I'll try that the next time.
Hey, maybe he'll take you golfing with him, you know.
Perhaps.
What else?
He is a great person. I know that I saw the personal commitment and concern and a desire to do what is right and good and helpful for this country. I walked away very impressed with that, in that meeting especially.
That must have been really exciting, no doubt about that. Well, let me ask you this. What are your plans for the future? What's your organization see over the next 3 or 4 years? What's coming up?
Well, so we do have connections across the country, and our services, including our foreclosure loan modification, which we saved over $85 million in mortgages from going to foreclosures, available across the country. But what we want to do is create a network of community impact network committees at every church across the country. And so when efforts, whether it's on mobilization or AARP memberships, we're able to disseminate to individuals who would like to be at the intersection of church and community. And we also want to partner that with a youth leadership academy that will teach youth how to navigate the system, how to leverage the power base that is available through the church, as well as how to leverage resources, how to partner, and how to really serve the greater community in a more positive way. Other things, disaster readiness, as well as small business trainings, as well as computer literacy trainings, are things that we're planning to expand as well.
Right. You have a youth programs for job training and placement.
That's correct.
And in this economy, where are you finding those jobs?
Well, the thing is that what we do is we provide tangible skills when they come to our office so that they could go out and get jobs. We're finding that many of these individuals, they don't even have basic computer skills, basic office skills, basic professional skills, or even how to articulate what are the skill sets that they may have gained through the job experience. So those are all things that we are able to instill into these youth, as well as even adult workers.
Right.
Who are struggling in this economy.
Absolutely. And what a great idea, too. That's where you have to start. If you don't have the basic skill set, then where do you go? You're also a HUD-approved agency in California, right?
That's right. Well, actually, I guess nationally. And so we do help people, especially around our loan modification program. We're able to help people across the country via email, via phone as well.
That's fantastic. Once again, the website for the KCCD is www.kccd.org, or you can contact them at 213-985-1500. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Hapen, our local call-in number is 561-844-6167. That's 561-844-6167. I'm sure you'd be happy to answer any questions. And we have some pretty nice success stories down here in South Florida, too. And it's great working with the HUD organization and all the good things that they do. So I'm glad to see that you're like a partner in, I don't want to say a partner in crime. That's
for the positive.
Yeah, a positive crime. I don't know how that's going to work. But again, that call-in number is 561-844-6167. So let me see. What do we have here? You raise money the hard way, just like we do, right? What kind of fundraising efforts do you do out there?
So we do grants applications through government agencies, also sponsorships through, you know, private sectors, corporate America. Certain programs is free. Certain programs we charge a very small fee. So those are the ways that we have done it. Recently, we have also set up an individual donor advisory board and ways that people can give individually. So it's a new way that we have reached out as well. So we welcome and you know, value any kind of support that could come through.
It seems like we reach all over the country. This is a fantastic organization, and I'm glad that the government has stepped in and helped out, especially in the immigration reform, and that was our main topic, the immigration reform. And like we said earlier, if you missed that part, you know, the more people we have here, the more houses we have to fill. The more houses we have to fill, the less vacancies there are, and everything's good for the economy and everything we do. What's your favorite success story?
Well, let's see. You know, we had a homeowner, I'm sorry, a recent immigrant that had been here less than 5 years. Her son had some disability that was 3 years old, and she wanted to have a home with a backyard where her son could play, you know, freely. But, you know, she didn't have the down payment assistance. And she heard about a program, she came, and ultimately we were able to help her with over $165,000 worth of down payment assistance, and she was able to go into a home and enjoy, you know, a place where her son could just freely roam and play. Her father-in-law didn't believe such thing existed when she was going through this process before she became a homeowner, and he was calling from Korea. Korea, saying, don't waste your time, right? Don't be a fool. But when she got on TV and, you know, if we were able to show her success, she became a believer. But that's one of my favorite success stories.
It's very interesting that you say that, because yesterday in our regular board meeting, we were talking about the effects of Reach Radio and what we were doing here. And the biggest concern we had was we thought no one believes what we're saying. We say this every week, and people go, nah, there's nobody going to give you money for your house. There's nobody going to help you out like that. But it's true, and it really, you know, and I've been around a long time and been in this business a long time, and I've seen a lot of crazy things come across a microphone. But this is the real deal banana peel. I can't believe that we actually do what we do, and I'm glad that you're there to help out. Hapen, it's been wonderful having you on the show. Thanks for sharing your stories with us, and please come back again and visit us. Their website again is www.kccd.org, or you may contact them on the phone at 213-985-1500. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you.
How you bet. All right, that brings us up to this week's Spotlight Home, and it's brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This community property is located in Palm Cove in Delray Beach. It's a beautiful one-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath condo. Folks, this home is REACH approved, and we have put fresh paint, stainless steel appliances. There's big closets and a walk-in closet, and there's washer and dryer inside the unit. I know that's a big thing for a lot of people. You don't like to use the community washer and dryer. This has its own washer and dryer. It's a great location. It's ready to move into. It's a cool condo. It's one bedroom, one and a half baths, located in the Venero community. And it has a lot of amenities, including a bike and jogging paths. There's a clubhouse, pool, exercise room, picnic, and tennis areas. And the owner is willing to rent seasonally or annually. It's a perfect place if you need a layover for a short time. For more information about this property, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy. If you need more information for that, you know the number to call. Reach Radio's second stage is about to launch, so stay with us. Vince Larkins from the Fair Housing Center of the Palm Beaches is about to get legal with us. And, of course, at the bottom of the hour, we have Mort's News, our headline news. Mort, your headlines made me more curious than a blind dog at a car show. So what's the rest of the story?
Okay, we are ready. This is Mort Ages with the news. Two students who were kicked out of school after becoming homeless will temporarily be allowed back in their Pennsylvania district until a judge makes a final ruling on their case. The two brothers, whose names have not been released to the public, were expelled from Eastern Area School District earlier this month because they currently live outside the district in a camping trailer. According to the news outlet, The Morning Call, the district's actions directly contradicted the McKinney-Vento Homeless Assistant Act, which says that homeless children who live in motors, motels, motorhomes, hotels, trailer parks, or camping grounds outside their district are to remain in the school district they attended prior to being displaced. The special education students who are in the 8th and the 12th grade were displaced after their home was foreclosed on in 2012. Local news outlet The Express Times reported the family was previously told in 2012 that the boys could remain enrolled in the district where their mother works part-time. However, after the school district decided that the camping trailer constituted an adequate home, officials decided to bar the boys from their previous schools. The families sought legal help, and last week, a federal judge said the district must re-enroll the students until a formal decision is issued. Isabel Santa Maria thought she was finally in a break for her efforts to save her Florida home after foreclosure. After 9 frustrating months, she reached the Bank of America's corporate office of the CEO and president. What the mother of 2 autistic children didn't know is that her case would find its way to contractors, including Urban Lending Solutions in Bloomfield, Colorado, far from the bank's headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina. Bank of America hired the firm, founded by Chuck Saunders, a former Pittsburgh Steeler running back, to clear a backlog of complaints about a federal program designed to prevent foreclosures. Santa Maria said, "I felt like it was a big deal reaching the CEO's office. It only happened because I complained to my congressman, the attorney general, television stations, and anyone I could find. They only put you there if you make a big stink. But once you're there, they don't help you." Bank of America, led by Chief Executive Officer Brian T. Moynihan, faced more than 15,000 complaints in 2010 alone from its role in the government Home Affordable Modification Program. Urban Lending, one of the vendors brought in to handle grievances from lawmakers and regulators on behalf of the borrowers, instead of helping homeowners as promised under agreements with the U.S. Treasury Department, Bank of America stalled them with repeated requests for paperwork and incorrect income calculations, according to 9 former employees of Urban Lending. Some borrowers were sent into foreclosure or pricier loan modifications padded with fees. All but 2 of the former employees verified this information. The remaining 2 failed to comment because they signed confidentiality agreements with the bank. Deutsche Bank is at it again. Deutsche Bank agreed Tuesday to pay $553 million and admitted criminal wrongdoing to settle the long-running probe after fraudulent tax shelters that allowed clients to avoid paying billions of dollars in U.S. taxes. The $553 million payment represents the total fees that the bank collected during the period, the taxes, and the interest that the IRS was owed, and a civil penalty of $149 million. Deutsche Bank is pleased that this investigation, which concerned transactions that ceased more than 5 years ago, has come to a resolution, the bank said. Deutsche Bank said it previously had taken appropriate provisions for the full amount of the fine, and it won't affect their net yearly income. Stop laughing, guys. Okay, the final news story. Information received since the Federal Open Market Committee, that's part of the Federal Reserve, indicates that the economic activity is expanding at a moderate rate. Labor market conditions have improved. Unemployment rate has declined but still remains elevated, and household spending using a fixed investment advance has advanced, and the recovery in the housing market slowed somewhat in recent months. Consistent with its statutory mandate, the committee seeks to foster maximum employment and price stability. The committee seeks the risk to the outlook for the economy and the market as having become more nearly balanced. The Fed has 2 jobs. 1, pump money into the economy to help unemployment as high as possible, to keep it as high as possible. And 2, don't pump too much money that causes the prices to raise. It's a balance. The Feds feel that the balancing act between these 2 things is getting closer. We're closer to being balanced. And that's the news headlines. Back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Thank you, Mort. Let's see, $553 million fine.
Nothing.
Now, I did some quick math while you were reading that, and you know that little $3 fee that you pay when you use the bank machine and other things?
Yeah. Yeah, but the crutch of the matter is that the bank says, that's not going to affect our income. That's nothing.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Well, what are you going to do? Yeah, let's move right on. Now, joining us on the phone right now is Vince Larkin. He's no stranger to the show. He's the president and CEO of the Fair Housing Center of the Palm Beaches. He's like a vacuum cleaner of evildoers. He gets rid of all the discrimination suits in federal and local courts, and he does it in the name of equality, and that's about the best thing you could do. Is that right, Vince?
Yes. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
We're having a great day here, and like Mort said earlier, sunny South Florida. So we're ready to go, and apparently so are you. I have right here in my hands this federal lawsuit that you filed, and 15 pages long. You guys are putting some logs on the fire, aren't you?
Well, what we're trying to do is make sure that everyone has an equal opportunity to access housing in an equal way. Mm-hmm. And when that's not being done, then the last course of action is to make sure that that discrimination stops.
Well, how much can you tell us about this? I know we did a couple of news breaks on it earlier. Matter of fact, I think we had the exclusive jump on everybody there when you first found out about this discrimination in this community. What can you tell us about it without violating any of the agreements in the courts there?
Hey, thank you so much, because as you know and everyone knows, when you're in litigation, you have to act accordingly. I can tell you that after having filed this federal lawsuit, we are waiting to hear for an answer to the complaint from the defendants. We feel it's a very, very strong case. I feel personally having been involved with this activity for over 10 years, that it's one of the strongest case, if not the strongest case, we've ever had at the Fair Housing Center. And I can tell you from being on the in the community that people are outraged.
Oh, absolutely. Can we give a little background? The people listening, maybe they didn't catch an earlier show there. What exactly were they doing wrong? Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yes. My attorney said, as long as I say alleged, I'm okay.
That's right, alleged. Allegedly, they did what?
Absolutely. And I just want to also, before I start, to let the listeners know that this is not a lawsuit against City Place.
Right.
The name of the complex is South Tower at City Place, because it's located in that vicinity. But City Place is a great place, and everybody go there, and I'll be there tonight. Okay?
Okay,
so that's a wonderful place, and everybody's treated well. But having said that, over a year's time, the Fair Housing Center, in conjunction with what we do in the community to reach out to the community and educate the community, also checks to see if people are complying, and people, where I mean the housing providers, are complying with the Federal Fair Housing Act. And in this case, having sent testers to this particular development over a year's time, that we uncovered, we allege, discriminatory behavior from the staff, where if you were our black or African American testers were sent to the development, they were either not assisted or were quoted higher prices than the price range that they told the sales staff that they could afford. Keep in mind also, I want the community to keep in mind that the white tester was using the same price range.
Wow.
Very, very disturbing, and it's something that we like to let our friends in the housing industry and the real estate industry understand, is that everybody is not discriminating. And the good news is that there are realtors and housing providers out there that are doing the right thing. What we seek to do is uproot and dismantle unscrupulous housing providers that are operating not only outside of the Fair Housing Act laws, but also the real estate communities laws, which prohibit discrimination based on the same protected categories: race, color, national origin, religion, familial status, disability, and gender, all covered within the Fair Housing Act.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you would think at this time of the year, you better watch out. You better not pout. Come on. This is pretty simple stuff. We have to take a hard break here, Vince, if you don't mind. We'll come back, and I'd like to find out what the future is ahead for the Fair Housing Center. So we'll toss the boomerang of brotherly love into the cloud of misfit souls. In other words, we're coming right back after this break. Hang on. Reach Radio will return.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. And joining us on the phone right now is Vince Larkins. He's the president and CEO of the Fair Housing Center of the Palm Beaches, and sounds like he's doing a great job watching out for you and keeping everybody else on the line. Vince, welcome back.
Well, thank you, thank you. I just want to follow up with what you said, is that we couldn't do it without great partners like you and REACH and Pat and countless other organizations, federal, state, and local, that work with us and help us. Because as a nonprofit watchdog, sometimes the watchdog has to have help.
That's right. You need an extra bowl of water, we're here. Not a problem. Don't forget about Mort Ages. He's been covering this story like rice patties, I guess. He's staying on top of it. And let me ask you, what do you see for the future? What do you got coming up? Any new plans? Any new schemes? What's up?
Well, right now we have a situation I think I discussed before. In fact, I did discuss before with the development not far down the street from you called Sonoma Bay.
Oh.
Sonoma Bay, we allege, printed ads. I'll put it this way. I wouldn't say they printed ads, but they produced online ads, advertising that we allege that they produced, which were discriminatory, asking for children report cards.
Yeah, that's incredible. Vince, let me ask you this. Is this just misguided hope, or are these people just actually out of their heads? What's the deal there?
I've had many people ask me that. You know, I hate to speculate.
Right.
I really hate to speculate, because who knows? But the thing about it is that we're out there trying to stop this discrimination that we allege is happening. Also, we are moving forward with enforcement action as it pertains to the violations that we allege that Sonoma Bay it was engaged in and is engaged in. So we would ask that anybody that has been in any situation, that they might live at Sonoma Bay, they might have tried to apply to rent at Sonoma Bay.
Or someone they may know.
Yeah, or someone they may know, to please call our toll-free hotline at 1-877-910-FAIR, or they can visit our website at www.fairhousingflorida.com. We're high-tech now. We're on Facebook.
That's it.
Or they can go to visit us on Twitter and follow us on Twitter at #FairHousingGPB. And also, when it comes to the present lawsuit at South Tower City Place, which I again have to reiterate is not a part of the City Place officially. It is an independent property.
Just happens to be located near City Place. That's all.
Yes, exactly. If anyone feels that they have been discriminated against, if they went into the sales office and were not assisted, and what I mean by not assisted, you go in there and someone tells you that there's no one there, there's an emergency, and they won't be back there for 2 hours, which we allege in our complaint, and then our white tester enters, and after the black tester leaves, and there's someone there to help them, or they were quoted higher prices than their price range, or were told that, as in our complaint, so this is public knowledge, so it's in our complaint, that one of our testers was told that the sales agent was too busy. She had an appointment, and then as soon as that black tester left, 45 minutes later, the white tester came in, and there was no appointment. And, of course, our white tester didn't have an appointment either. So all that taken together shows, we believe, a pattern and practice of housing discrimination at a high upscale development where if a person is willing to come in and pay $250,000, it shouldn't matter if they're black, white, Hispanic.
Exactly. Well, we might call that misguided stupidity, or maybe I should say alleged misguided stupidity. But, Vince, thanks for taking time to call in with us on the show. And, again, the telephone number for the Fair Housing Center is 877-910-FAIR, or you could visit their website at www.fairhousing.com. Vince, thanks a lot for joining us.
Have a good day.
You bet. Merry Christmas to you. All right, when we return, we'll take a look at how you can protect your valuables from the Christmas-stealing, garbage-picking Grinch who wants to take all that you have in the name of nothing. So stay right there. The fork is in the turkey, and the leftover stuffings are about to pop my belly button.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to remind you about the First Time Homebuyers Workshop coming up this January the 26th in 2014. If you're looking for a home, then you should plan to attend Reach's First Time Homebuyer Workshop. When you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you will be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. I'm wondering what kind. It'll just be regular beverages, I'm sure. This valuable first-time homebuyers workshop is set for Sunday, January the 26th at 1 p.m., wrapping up at around 7 p.m. No workshops in December, of course, because of the holidays. Reach offices are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. You can call them toll-free today at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H or 855-487-3224. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. All right, joining us right now in the studio is the one and only Rick Snyder. He's Reach Radio's show producer, and he has some tips about keeping your home safe and secure over the holidays.
Thank
Rick.
Thank you, Alan. Christmas lights, Christmas trees,
yeah,
Christmas presents, all equal Christmas crooks.
Ooh.
Burglars look for an easy entry into your house with good escape routes. Don't display your Christmas tree and gifts in the front window. Easy for the crooks to smash the window and grab the gifts.
I always put my tree in front of the window.
Be careful. Burglars look for occupancy clues like outdoor lights 24 hours a day, piled up newspapers, ad flyers on the doorknob. Use an inexpensive light timer when you're away. Ask your neighbors to keep their eye on your house and pick up your papers and flyers. Burglars look for the hidden keys around the front door, under a rock, under a mat, on top of the door. Now, give the key to a trusted neighbor.
I don't know. My mom loves me like a rock, but I don't know if I would put my key with her. Right?
Burglars like to get to the house through unlocked doors or windows. Sliding windows that aren't secured can be seen from a distance. One holiday problem occurs when exterior Christmas light extension cords run through a window. You can't lock the window when the cord runs
that's
through.
Right.
Yeah.
My neighbor steals the electric from my cord that I leave hanging.
That's unpleasant.
I think he does his lights, but we like it because it looks so good.
Don't put your family name on the mailbox or on your house. A burglar can call, can go online, get your phone number, and call.
Really?
And if they get this kind of message, "Hi, it's the Allen household. We're away for the holidays." That's an open invitation to the Christmas crooks. They will be not knocking, but going through your door.
Right. What about, you know, I hear this all the time. The police departments love to talk about this, is when you throw the garbage out after your Christmas gifts and the boxes.
Don't pile up empty gift boxes from your new computer, DVD player, stereo receiver, or TV on the street for the garbage man. Burglars make a note. Look what's in there waiting for me.
Absolutely.
Just be wise. Be safe. And that's your Christmas tips. Your Christmas safety tips. Yeah. And Merry Christmas from Reach Radio.
Oh, absolutely. You bet. Hey, what about guard dogs?
Well, if you're going away for 3 days, I would not leave your guard dog in your house because they'll be angry when you get home.
That's it. Well, my guard dog has an AK-47. So anyway, that brings us up to Mort's Minute. Hey, what's the big deal, Mort, about Ocwen?
Okay. Ocwen or O-C-Wen? Whichever way you want to say it. You know, this was a big story this week. Ocwen was fined $2.1 billion. And I thought, oh, I'm going to take this company and I'm going to bash them and I'm going to say a lot of bad things about them. Why? What happened? Oh, claims about its handling of borrowers' loans. And under the agreement with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and 49 states, Ocwen is going to spend that $2.1 billion on foreclosure compensation and principal forgiveness modification programs for people who are behind on payments or whose homes are worth less than they owe. In other words, they're underwater. Well, that's the headlines, but what about the reality? Yesterday at the Reach board meeting, I mentioned this, and the staff said, "Hey, don't mess with Ocwen. They've treated us very well. In fact, Reach has had a very, very good experience with Ocwen. Our counselor said that Ocwen was the best servicer they've dealt with. They have excellent telephone service. They're very good, very professional, and when they say they're going to do something, they do it. In some cases, the loan modifications were done within a month, and in many cases, or some others, a couple of days. So congrats, Ocwen. And that's my Mort's Minute. Don't believe the headlines."
Thank you, Mort. That's about all the time left to us. I want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests for calling in. They were great as usual. And remember to visit the Reach Radio website at reachradioshow.com. You can listen to past shows, and we have all sorts of neat stuff up there. Well, we'll see you next Saturday from 12 to 1. Tell your friends about the show.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.